Trading game. This will be fun.
Hey, cheers, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right.
Doing just great.
As you could tell, I've got Heather on one side.
Hello.
Ian across from me.
Yeah, and I didn't belch because I just farted in the microphone. Silent but deadly.
It was deadly. That microphone is ruined.
It's going to waft this way.
It's got poo particles in it forever. Did you know that? I've made note of this many times.
Please don't talk about it anymore.
That smells are particles. Just know if you're smelling a fart, you're eating poo particles.
That is true.
Thanks.
So, I've had an interesting week already.
Really?
I've had two encounters with skids this week.
Skids?
I could ask you guys, yeah. Skids, right. Scums.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Scumbags, scumballs.
All right.
Bums.
Scumble bums.
Okay.
Bumble scums.
Yep.
Bumberoos. Bumber shoots. So I was at the grocery store, and there was a man who came up to me, and this is, you know, you go to the store, and you're at the self-checkout, and if you could look at all the people and say, which of these people do I least want to come and approach me? He was that one.
Okay.
What were your other choices, just to set the scene?
Like some old
lady. Was that
lady
there with the gray hair, and she's short?
No.
Oh.
It was some guy.
Okay.
This guy with a beard.
Oh, okay.
I like him the best.
Okay.
He's my least enemy of the self-checkout overnight people. There's the one lady who is nice but always wants to do my produce for me.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't want her to do.
But well-intentioned.
I guess. It's just annoying. And then there's the other lady who won't leave me alone about, did you put in your super card?
Yeah.
She'll chase you down the road and be like, you didn't put in your super card. And then she'll... I'll save 40 cents on $100, and she'll be like, well, hey, it's 40 cents.
Yeah.
So she's also trying to be good, but it's annoying to me.
Yeah.
Just because I hate human interaction.
Right.
So this guy had, you know, neck tattoos, shaved head, looked bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he had that crazed look in his skin.
Crazed look in his skin.
I don't know what that looks like.
Dry, tough.
Oh, like he'd been out in the sun.
So you
too
mean
long?
Like weathered?
Like he'd been rubbing drugs into his skin.
Okay.
Because
he'll just try that. And he's like, hey, man, I don't have my ID, but you can tell I'm 18, right? And I was thinking, well, either you're 18 or you're old enough for whatever an 18-year-old needs to do.
Right.
Because you look like shit.
Yeah.
You look like a bad 35-year-old.
Okay.
And he's like, you can tell I'm 18. And I was like, okay. And he says, buy me some cigarettes. I'll pay you, you know, if you buy the cigarettes. I just don't have my ID. So I completely lied. I was like, oh, you know what? I walked here, which was true, but
right.
I didn't bring my ID, which is not true.
See, that doesn't make any sense to me because if he looked old enough to be 18, they wouldn't card him.
I don't think so either.
It seems logical, too, that if you had a whole bunch of tattoos where you generally need to be 18 to have a tattoo.
Yeah, they wouldn't card
you.
Yeah.
Well, I think the problem with this guy is he generally looked like a felon.
Okay.
So it makes it a little harder to get things out of people nicely.
See, right. But I think that he asked you to buy the cigarettes, and you would have bought the cigarettes for him, and then he wouldn't have given you the money.
Well, I wouldn't have done it before.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I bet that was his,
idea. The scam.
Yeah.
Well, he went to some other guy, and the other guy bought them for him. Because I was like, no, I don't have my ID. And then I had to self-check all my shit really slow, so he didn't see me pull out my entire wallet.
Right.
Clearly, like, why would I have a wallet and no ID?
Right. Uh-huh.
But anyway,
well,
that
we
was
we went to a concert
one.
Once, and you didn't have
yeah,
ID.
And I didn't bring it.
Yeah.
Almost didn't get in.
Right.
Had to ask the manager, beg. I was like, I'm not a troublemaker.
Yeah, that
I
was
promise.
Funny. I wish I had that on tape.
It was bad.
I'm not a troublemaker, sir.
That's
can
exactly what it sounded like.
It was real. I was begging.
I have paid for these.
Listen,
these
I'm not a troublemaker. It was like that. It was bad.
Yeah.
I work very hard for the city government. I am an important employee and a diligent student when I was in school.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I don't know. Was there anything else you added?
No.
Okay, then continue with
really.
Your story.
She wow. just put the big black X's on my hands, and I went on my way in.
Yeah, that okay. was great. I'm younger than you, and I didn't have any.
Son of a bitch. Yeah. Meanwhile, you look like you're 15. I'm just kidding.
Anyway. Mm-hmm.
Heather's mad at me for some reason. I don't know why. So skid number two.
Mm-hmm.
I was at this record store, which is... You can tell the quality of it because they sell their biggest item is 99 cent VHS tapes. Racks and racks of them.
VHS tapes, you say?
Yep, VHS. That's their big thing.
Now, are any of these things like foreign films?
No.
Okay.
I looked briefly because I considered buying a bunch for prizes for our game winners, mm-hmm. which I think I'm still going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the only one I remember seeing the title of was, what was it? Baby Geniuses 2.
That sounds
good. No, wait. Someone made a VHS of that?
I think it's probably the only one.
Okay.
It's probably
so
the
it's
only
a collector's
copy.
Item.
Yeah,
what
of
happened,
sorts.
What happened to Baby Geniuses 1?
I guess it ended in a cliffhanger.
I don't even know. What is
Maybe
that?
Those babies weren't as smart as we thought. I think it was like, you know that movie where the cats and dogs come to life and turn into spies at night?
Mm-hmm. No.
Cats and Dogs. Yeah, that's what it's called.
I like when they don't even try to title the movie. Yeah. They're like, what happens in this? Those fucking cats and dogs.
Is this an adult movie?
Baby Geniuses
is a kid's movie.
Like,
it's a kid's movie?
It's kind of both. Here's what it is. It's like a bunch of babies, and they just sit around, but they computer animate their mouths so it looks like they're talking, and they're spies.
That must look so stupid.
So it'll be like, this is baby number 4 reporting in, you know, while his mom is asleep. And then the mom comes in and is like, Junior, what are you doing? And he has to hide like a laptop and be like, I pooped my pants.
Okay.
Shit like that.
All right.
That's one. Right. I don't know what happens in 2. Okay. It's just like babies just rappelling, but not as funny as that would be.
Okay.
I do wonder what happens when those babies become high school age kids. Do they continue their spy work or do they train babies? Or how does this work?
Do you
in an
train
institution?
Other babies when you're
right.
6?
Yeah. Like, do you sort of retire from the baby spy world and graduate to the teenage spy world, or are you just kind of done?
You never leave the baby spy world. Once you're in for life.
Okay.
Or at least until you're done, you know, with breast milk.
It seems like there could be an action movie where there's a guy who, you know, is in his 40s and gets drawn back into the baby spy ring for one last thing.
His baby's attacking him all day.
Right, he's fighting other baby spies, but they're, you know, since he's a 40-year-old man, he can just toss the baby spies around. And,
yeah, true.
You know, just
they have very soft heads. You can just mash
through
their heads with your hands, probably.
Yeah, it seems like that would be a very short movie, but very effective way of dealing with a baby spy ring.
If you had to, you know, let's say to stop the Holocaust, smash a baby's head with your bare hands. Baby Hitler.
Okay.
Could you do it?
Baby Hitler?
Push your fingers through those soft spots.
Do I have to make eye contact with baby as I'm doing it?
Yeah, you could turn him around.
Oh, then, yeah.
I don't think I could do
no?
that. No? No.
What if he already had the mustache?
I don't think that makes a
swastika
makes a
tattoo like from
he probably didn't
American
choose,
History.
He probably didn't choose to have those things.
What if you
it's
came in and he had the swastika tattoo and he stood up and he's like, see this? It means not welcome.
It's not the... Okay, so now it's a talking baby?
Yeah, he's an evil baby.
Right.
He's baby Hitler.
Sense. Okay, if we live in an age where there's an evil talking baby, then I don't think the Holocaust would be happening.
All right, well, wouldn't you need to kill the evil talking baby regardless of... This is how Holocaust 2 happens.
Right. No.
Evil talking baby is step one.
So you would smash the baby's head, is that what I'm getting?
Yeah, sure. I could do it.
Yeah, well, baby down, who cares?
Yeah. Well, I think 6 million Jews would care.
Oh.
A little.
Right.
I think they'd thank me.
6 million Jews,
way.
5 million Soviets, gypsies, gay people, political enemies.
Artists.
Yeah.
Artists.
He said gay people. Oh! Okay.
And the show hit a new
So
low.
My second skid
That's
was
really
a...
funny.
So you're in the 88 cent VHS
mad.
Store.
So I'm at the store and Salt and Peppa's blaring over the speaker, and they're
Would
telling.
Would you sing the song, please?
I don't remember which one it was.
I'll
to be
try.
Push it real good, dude.
It might have been that one.
Yeah.
It was one where they talk to Spinderella a lot.
Oh, that's a lot of them, actually.
So then he comes up and he's like, "Hey, man, that's the music you listen to when you want to get with your girl." And I was like, "Okay."
So he wasn't saying this in general. He was saying
to
this
me,
to you.
We were the only people, like in the whole place. The one exception being there was a really large gentleman who was working there who was walking to the back and chose to walk down the aisle I was in, mm-hmm. and I literally had to walk out of the aisle to make enough room for him to come down.
Okay.
It was really awkward.
I was wondering why you said he was large. I was like, is that necessary?
It was exceptional.
I see that it's necessary in explaining.
Yeah, because I had to like walk back out. It's like if you were coming out of a parking garage and there was only one exit entrance and it was physically impossible to get both cars.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hear, no, was he big, like just a big dude, or was he big, like tuba music following him big?
Both. I mean, all the way around big.
Okay.
So then after he's telling me how to get with my girl, he's like, hey, man, let me borrow 88 cents to get a CD. That's all I need. And he showed me how much he had, which looked to be a pile of nickels.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what CD he wanted. And I said, no, just no to him.
Did he say anything else?
No. He gave me a dirty look.
And then he walked away.
And I
away.
Continued to look at cassette tapes.
Oh.
Because that's what my car plays.
Right. Your car that... Well, never mind.
I'm calling him a skid, goddammit. I get to call him a skid. This is a rare opportunity for me.
You okay. get to look down on somebody.
Yeah.
My car has cassettes. I'm drinking a Schlitz with a branded beer koozie around it. I'm calling him a skid.
And passengers can't get out of your car.
Yeah, my passenger door handle's broken. You know what? It looks good, actually, when I go out with, like, a lady, because it looks like I'm being gentlemanly. Let me get that door.
Right.
So, wait, so you're saying it looks gentlemanly as in, like, oh, I'm going on this date. I'm going to break this door handle so they can't get out.
No.
So they can't escape. Yeah.
No, I mean to someone who's not involved in the date. A passersby.
They're like,
look at that young man. Yeah. Okay. But really, it's because I have the door handle. It's my fucking car. Here's how you know a piece of your car is a piece of shit. When you get on Amazon and you can buy a 4-pack of door handles, because this happens so often. I've gone through 2 on the driver's side, and now this will be 1 on the passenger side. So I'll have 1 left.
You know, I think that having that door handle broken is good if like you ever have a bad date.
She's stuck there.
Well, no, like, just, I mean, you're driving and you, like, get home from the restaurant and went really shitty and she's, like, an asshole or something. And then she, like, you know, she looks at you and you stop and she's like, are you going to open the door? And you're like, eh, you can crawl over the back seat.
I just roll down the window for her to do it herself. Stick your dumb arm out and do it yourself, bitch.
That would just be the great date moment where you sort of tap on the window and she rolls it down. What? That door handle doesn't work, so you're going to have to crawl over the seat.
Yeah, see, that's great.
Yeah.
Be like, you know what? It has a magic spell on it. It doesn't work for cunts.
Mm.
Okay. You guys are... Speaking of dates.
Hey.
So we have a very special show.
We do.
Because here's what happened. Each of us has a game to play. I brought another round of the classic favorite that everyone knows and loves that you're all playing at home. Let me just give you guys a little hint. Maybe you'll get it.
There it is.
This is really quiet. There we go. The game that America loves.
Yep.
Roseanne game.
Yep.
So that's what I brought. Heather, why don't you tell us what you've got?
Mine's not really a game, but I'm going to ask some more of our famous love questions.
Yeah. And Ian?
Well, I have the dating game, which is an old classic staple, but my game has high stakes.
That's Ooh. Right. So here's what's going on. I have 2 movie trailers here.
Mm-hmm.
One is from a movie that Heather really wants us to watch together.
Uh-huh.
One is from a movie that I really want us to watch together.
Mm.
The loser... we'll have to watch the winner's movie with them.
Okay.
Sound good?
Did you fix... So wait, is this for Ian's game?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I was like, is this game fixed by you? Because...
No, this is totally legit.
Okay.
I called him. I made sure it was legit ahead of time. You can ask him.
Okay.
I was very concerned with not even coming up with the game.
I don't think Ian would cheat me.
No, I did not cheat.
Okay. So here's preview number 1.
Okay.
Let me get this loaded up here. Let's see what we've got. There's a second mouse hand, so I can't tell what I'm doing. What is that thing, an arrow?
Yeah. Oh, on the preview screen?
Yeah.
Walt Disney Pictures presents its all-new 30th full-length animated motion picture.
Good God.
Is anyone here? Mama, there's a girl in the castle.
Okay, let's wait.
You don't need to play the whole thing.
Beauty and the Beast.
I just want to stop right here. No, right. I'll let it finish.
She was a lonely beast.
I'll let it finish.
Cursed by a mysterious spell. Could you turn it? Just turn it down a little bit.
Sure.
There we go. Okay.
We could talk
like
over
all
it.
The way yeah. down.
She's the one. She has come to break the spell. They were two complete opposites.
Yeah. Complete opposites. This is sort of like one of those romantic comedies, right? They're
not.
Opposites, and then they attract.
Show me the smile. But he was mean and he was
coarse and unrefined. So now, like, she's trying to clean him up a little bit, teach him some manners.
He's eating oatmeal like a slob.
And there we go.
Now he's eating daintily from a spoon. They have a snowball fight, which I always thought was great, because I'm like, he could just annihilate her.
Right.
I do think I would enjoy the French accent of the Candlestick Man.
Yeah, he's because
I bet
great.
It's really hilariously
well,
like.
He's kind of like.
Oh!
He's like, he like sexually harasses everybody.
He's kind of a womanizer, right?
Yeah.
That's how I remember it even from childhood.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like this song. It's kind of the peak of the movie, right?
Yeah. This holiday season, share the fun, I think it's the most famous part of the movie.
No, I would go with that ballroom dancing scene. It's probably the most
That's
famous
pretty
part.
Famous, too.
What was the song during that part?
I don't know. I think Be Our Guest
oh.
is pretty famous.
I don't know.
Tale as old as time. Right, the yeah. Celine Dion song.
That's yeah. Celine Dion?
It is, I think.
Neon Dion, huh?
Why do you know that?
Neon Dion. Yeah.
I've seen this movie quite a few times, like a surprising number of times.
Ian, can I ask you a question really quick?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Just a side question. Do you know when we landed on the moon?
What year?
Oh,
or
God.
What day?
Well, I think I want to say it was 1970 something. It was when Nixon was president.
Ooh.
So,
dang it.
Yeah,
it's
1969. Yeah, that would be 19. Yeah, that would make sense. I thought it was 1970, but it's 1969. It had to be when
Peter
Nixon
and I were
was
talking
president.
About this over dinner, and he was like, "You wouldn't know."
I guess you're kind of right, though.
What?
He didn't know.
Yeah, I
he
didn't
said
know
1970
either. So.
Something.
1970. I thought it was 1970, but 1969. You're right.
Pretty close.
I wouldn't have been close at all. I would have said like 1912 or something.
So here's my.
Oh my god.
1912 in a steam-powered rocket.
I mean, we didn't even planes. Still, like we're still flying in propellers.
Whoa, whoa,
I mean,
whoa.
Hey,
kidding.
First of all, you didn't even get the day
kidding.
Right. So before you attack others,
I'm just saying. Like, I wonder how propellers would work in space. I can tell you, not very well.
Yeah, because there's no wind or
right.
boats
okay,
full of lynched black people or rivers full
just,
of excuse
just move
me
on.
I do have I did want to say really quickly why I object to Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
I object to the premise of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you get 10 seconds go.
I don't understand why it's better to turn from an awesome beast with super strength and powers into a regular boring man with a ponytail, and I would much rather have a teacup friend than a little boyfriend.
Okay, done.
Okay.
You know, I have to agree with the teacup friend part. You know, that makes sense. Like, I'd rather have a house full of animated furniture
yeah.
than a whole bunch of people hanging around my house. Which does beg the question, although he was a rich dude in a sort of what Victorians thought a medieval castle would be like, it seemed like he had a lot of people around for one guy.
I thought so,
you
too.
Know? Yeah. A lot of servants for one person.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's what doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It just doesn't work right.
I mean, he could have streamlined a little bit and he would have had more money.
Yeah. Okay. Now here's my movie.
Okay.
And I think how we should do this is I'm going to just sit back and let you describe all the action. So remember, people are listening so they can't see any of this. So you have to just explain everything that's happening.
Okay, great.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Please don't sigh if you could make it to the end.
Okay, it says magnet. We're out in the desert. And the screen's... A tire is moving. On the sand. Okay, the tire lifted itself up and it's moving through the sand. Rolling, if you will.
Now, is anything pushing this tire?
Nope, nothing. And it says, meet Robert, little tire. Big dreams. So the tire is named Robert.
Okay, so we're a little ways in. What do you think so far?
I really don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Wait. And a police car is coming. It's sort of coming.
The tire's
yeah.
in the
yeah.
middle
the
of the road, yeah. and the police car has its sirens and lights
Why
on.
Why don't you describe
okay.
it?
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. You go. No.
Okay, the police car basically pulled over the tire. Oh, the tire's turning around to look at it. It looks like they're going to have a fight. Oh, boy. I don't understand what happened.
Everybody!
The tire attacked the police officers.
Tire.
This isn't a real movie.
This is real.
No, it's not.
It's in theaters.
No, it's not.
It is. Keep describing.
I don't know how to... Okay. The tire is now at this motel, and it's Probably going violent. Into the a motel room where a girl is standing at a mirror. It just killed a bird. Somehow. The police yes. officers are having a meeting about what they should do. Now it's a montage of a family and the tire watching them.
Again.
I don't know how to describe this.
Oh, this is great.
I know.
The tire was at a tire fire watching.
Yeah. Ooh, the tire's in the shower.
Weirdos.
And some lady threw it out. I guess the movie's... That's not what it's called, is it?
Yeah.
The movie's called Rubber.
So...
That's have, not a real movie.
We have Tale as Old as
you
Time.
Tell me where that's playing
Classic at the Lyric.
Yes, it is.
What is that?
It's a little art house theater.
Is that in Fort Collins?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
So we
as
have
a side
two...
note, you can get booze there. So.
Oh, good. You'll yeah. buy all my liquor for the night if I lose.
Not if I win the game.
Yes,
you
not.
Have to take me out if I win the game. That's
I'm not
the rule.
Paying for that movie. I'll go.
You, that's the game.
No, that's not what you said.
Yeah. Yeah, I
don't think that's fair.
Well, that's why you if you win, pay. I have to make you dinner or something.
No, fuck that. I don't want dinner.
What do you want?
I want you to go buy me whatever I want for a week.
No, that's yeah. not the same.
It I'm has to be equivalent
pay
price.
To see that movie. I'll go if
You'll
I lose.
Take me.
No,
yeah,
I won't.
You have to.
Well,
no. We'll discuss this part later.
Right, let's. We can work
we'll
this
work
out.
We'll work out the details.
I mean, the ticket price for two people to go see this film would be about $16.
Oh, great.
So here's the thing. Okay, right. We've got one movie, Tale as Old as Time, classic story of a tire come to life that kills people. And then we've got some craziness about a man who turns into a wolf man. Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play the game now that Ian's come up with
right.
to determine which one of us is taking me to see Rubber. So here we go.
You'll be taking yourself.
Okay.
Like fun.
So what we have here is basically the dating game, which I am sure you're all familiar with because you're all familiar with mid to late 70s game shows. Yeah, it's the same thing, but with the newlywed game
Better
was always...
questions.
Well, the newlywed game was people who were married. The dating game was sometimes people who weren't married.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so they mm-hmm. couldn't call it the newlywed game, but it's the same concept.
Okay.
All right. And so what I have here are some questions. I went to the Helpful Snow fan community and tried to get some questions from them.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Our wonderful fans are so right. fucking helpful.
Right. So
here's
that
a pen.
You got questions from... I have one.
Yes, oh. I got Thank some you. Questions from the Helpful Snow fans.
Okay.
All Wait, right. about us?
No, to ask for the dating game. All right.
I thought that the dating game had to be about the couple.
Well, what
Just
it is
wait for
is,
the questions.
What it is I ask a question, and you have to try to guess what the other person would answer. That's the basic object. So, for okay. example, all right, let's say the question was, I ask you both a question, and you write down your response.
So he says favorite color. Right. I write down, you know, aqua. You write down purple. Then I don't, you know.
Like you, he writes down aqua and you write down purple. Okay.
Okay.
So then you give me those responses so that way you can't cheat and say it's something different.
Okay.
And then you have to guess what Peter wrote down.
So how many pieces of paper do we need?
Just the one.
All right, here we go. Let's just do one.
All right, we can do a sample one. Or do you want to
just jump right into it?
All right, you just want to jump right into
it? Yep, I'm ready.
All right, so these are from the Helpful Snow fans. So I'll start with a nice, easy one.
Okay.
All right.
So wait, am I writing down my answer?
You would answer. Okay. Right. You're writing down for Heather.
Okay.
All right.
I'm writing down for me?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so we'll start with a nice, basic question. Okay. If you could visit any place outside of the U.S., where would it be?
Any place outside the U.S., huh?
Any place outside the U.S., where would it be?
Now, is it bad to make these answers really specific?
It should be an honest answer.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Because if you have a 0-0 tie, as the game master, I'm making this rule, 0-0 tie means you have to watch both.
No, fuck that.
Yep.
Do I give this to you? What if he sees it?
Well, he's not going to see
Where's the place they filmed Beauty and the Beast?
It's a cartoon.
Ah. Okay.
Why would you even put that? You don't want to go there.
No reason. I just have to scratch something out.
You know you're answering for yourself, not me.
I know how to play this game.
It's really hard to not look at your paper, by the way.
Well, don't.
Could you cover it?
Maybe I wrote a fake answer to throw you off.
You can't write a fake answer and then say something else.
Okay. Just to help you out, since this is the first question, all right, you both picked countries.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, so I'm supposed to guess hers. Okay, you go first. Guess
right,
mine.
Right, right. Now you have to guess what you think Peter said.
Okay. I'll be so mad if this isn't it, because you've told me this before.
Okay.
I guess for Peter, it's Spain.
You're correct.
That's right.
Yes!
That's 1 point for
so
Heather.
I'll put a point on
God.
Yours.
All right. Peter, what would you guess?
It's a country. I'm going to guess it's in Europe. From there, it gets a little tougher.
There's a lot of countries in Europe.
Yeah. Italy.
Wow.
Italy is correct.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
All right. So
was
you,
that a guess or did you know that?
I was pretty sure, but I couldn't remember if I was thinking
was
of you
between,
or me.
It was a tie between that, because I've been there before.
Uh-huh.
It was a tie between that and Germany.
All right.
Oh, I almost wrote three instead of two. I'm
okay,
not doing very
so,
well.
This is a nice, easy one.
Okay.
Okay. When you eat out, do you want to get dessert?
And I'm answering for me.
Right. You're answering for you.
That question doesn't make sense.
Like when you're going out to dinner, do
always,
you want
do I always want dessert?
It's just a yes or no question.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, just pick yes or no. You have a 50-50. Okay. Go ahead. You go first. What did I say?
No.
You're correct.
All right, and what did Heather say?
Yes.
Ooh.
You said no?
Heather said
no. You said pick one. The question didn't make sense.
Well, I guess neither of us will have a dessert then.
I only
said no because I thought you'd say yes and we could share it.
Well, no, you fucking didn't. No, you did not.
No, wait. We've had this come up in past episodes where Peter does not eat family style. So.
Yeah.
All
right. I'm actually listening to that episode right now.
Hey, there
no,
you go.
No, wait. That was one where you guys were at the restaurant and that girl was like pushing food on you, right?
Yeah, that bitch.
All right.
Do not go to Rumi's house of kebab.
Question number three.
Can I change that answer? He would have. I didn't understand.
No,
the
it's
question.
Fine.
Now I feel bad.
It's okay.
Question
we're
number
learning
three.
Together.
The question was.
All bad. Right. Question number three has three choices, so this should be a little easier.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Three possible choices. Are you ready?
Yes.
No. Okay. After making whoopee.
That's fucking.
Banging.
Banging.
Thank you.
Banging.
All right. After
getting
making
dirty
whoopee,
parts all stinky.
Okay.
After making whoopee, would you rather cuddle, sleep, or eat?
Oh, well, I know.
Would you rather cuddle, sleep, or eat after making whoopee?
That's fucking. Right? Fucking.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay.
You have first.
We have
I've been going
both
first.
Answers. So, Peter, you should go first. What did Heather answer?
I'm going to say cuddle.
Cuddle was your answer, and your answer is correct.
Woo! I'm.
This is not going to end well for me, no matter how it turns
I'm
gonna out.
I'm going to also say cuddle.
Cuddle. Ooh, let's see what he said. He said sleep.
That is not true. Every time we bang afterwards, you snuggle me all close.
I wish you wouldn't call it banging.
That's why we
fine,
have make
every
whatever.
Time we fuck. Every time we every time we make sweet, sweet love.
Ah.
I like
you
how
snuggle me afterwards, and then I always say, you really like to cuddle afterwards, and you say, yeah.
On that note, brief score break, 2-2.
It is 2-2. 2-2.
Well, I'm glad that you're a liar.
All right.
Thank God.
So
how do I sleep at
this
night?
This is
huh?
so fun.
Another question from the helpful snow fan community. All right.
Yeah.
We have, do you feel comfortable / safe when riding in the other person's car?
Do you feel comfortable slash safe
when riding in the other person's car? Now, I assume this person means when the other is driving. So you're a passenger.
So I'm answering for myself when I'm in his car.
Right. When you're a passenger in the other person's car.
Do you feel safe in my car?
All right. So, okay.
Go ahead.
We'll have to have a judge's decision on your
I think you feel safe in my car. Probably overly safe, to be honest.
So, you're going to say the answer is yes?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The answer is yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you also said yes.
Ooh, judges. Well, for the interest of the game, the judges have given this one to you.
What did it say?
Because it says marginally.
That's a yes. Fuck
but marginally is mostly safe. So I think the judges have decided that yes.
That wasn't an answer.
You do
yes
feel safe.
Yes or no.
It didn't say yes or no.
I couldn't pick a different answer when there was a dumb dessert question.
Well, maybe it depends on how you feel.
All
right. Like right now, I wouldn't feel very safe.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I don't feel very safe when you're riding in my car. Well, open up the damn doors while we're on the highway.
That was one time.
All right.
Okay. Question number five. All right. This is from the helpful Snowfort community. Mm. This wasn't well written out. It's three words long.
Oh, good. Another one that doesn't make sense.
All right. So, this member of the helpful snow fan community wants to know one thing
and
one
this?
Thing only. It's anonymous. It's part of the fan
It's not
community.
Anonymous. Who was it?
You don't even know the question yet.
All right. The question is, in the butt.
I know that was Alec. I know it was. And Alec, when you listen to this, go fuck yourself.
Now, wait. I need to, before we start, I need to be clear on something. When I'm answering in the butt for me, does that mean me taking it in the butt or putting it in the butt?
It does not say. It does not specify.
I think it means you put in your, well, yeah.
It means me putting it in a butt?
In my butt.
I'm okay.
Not a butt.
If you're going to put it in someone's butt, it better be mine.
Yeah. Basically.
All right. I just wanted to clarify.
It just says in the butt. So
that's this is my answer about putting it in your butt. Right.
So help me God. okay. You remember this moment because if I take you to your movie, I'm driving.
Okay.
Marginally.
I feel marginally safe.
Huh.
So it's about how I feel. I don't even know how to answer this. In the butt? Question mark.
Yes.
That's
a tough one. I mean,
yes right? or no? Yes or no?
Well, keep going. Maybe my answer will change out of anger.
You better watch yourself.
It's a tough thing to think about, but it's only three words long.
In the butt.
It's like a Zen cone.
Cone?
Yep. K-O-A-N. Oh. One of those questions that cannot be answered.
Let's see. In the butt.
You're supposed to meditate on this a long time. In the butt. 21st century's answer to what is the sound of one hand
clapping?
Okay,
he's taking forever to write, so do I have to guess his incomplete answer? That doesn't make sense.
I'll put a parenthesis of yes or no. How about that?
Okay, great.
Well, we'll always go to the judge's decision.
There. Well, I'll say no immediately for her and put a point for myself.
Okay, well, her answer is no, but she scratched something else out, which is unintelligible.
What
so
did it say?
We'll never know.
None of your business.
This is my business.
He also said no.
Well, we will say... Well, he in parentheses, he did say no.
Oh, good.
But...
So that's the point.
The rest of it is not while she is awake.
Sleep tight.
We've moved on to the anal rape portion of the show.
Not too tight.
All right.
Ian, if one of us doesn't get this wrong, then it's a tie.
Oh, we have a tiebreaker as well.
Oh, great.
Good.
Okay. All right.
This game is going so well.
So, this is a little bit more... We can transition to a more romantic question.
Yeah, butt sex in Spain.
No.
Oh.
All right. What song would you say is your song?
Like our song?
Right. You is in the your is in the plural your.
Ooh, gosh.
Not your song as an individual, Peter. But your song as a couple.
I don't know what this song is called.
Are you shitting me?
Oh, wait.
Sing it in your head.
I was thinking of a different song. I got it. I'll tell you what my first
thought
was.
Song, I'm going to blow my head off.
I want to tell you what my first choice was, though, before.
Okay.
That song that's like, and I would walk my... And
that's
I was like, that's kind
song.
Of our song, but I knew that wasn't the right answer.
No, it's not.
But I almost went with that. Would you have been mad?
Do you want to say our answer at the same time just to show how romantic we really are?
Sure. So we'll go 3, 2, 1, answer. Sorry. Did that
I
too?
Was ready.
Officially. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Come
blood.
On, feel the noise. No blood bank. It is blood bank.
Actually,
so
it was
romantic. I
that's
try
what
to,
I wrote down.
I try to remember how I fell in love with you, and I'm just so filled with love that I can't remember.
Well, Heather answered blood bank, and Peter answered the theme from the Transformers animated
Fuck
movie.
You. I wrote Blood Bank on there.
You both did write Blood Bank.
So, score break. We're tied up at 5.
Yeah, it's a tie at 5.
You look so
meant
pleased.
To be.
You gave me the wrong paper.
Oh, so it doesn't really matter at this stage. So, this is what we'll try to do.
You didn't write
for,
Blood Bank on there?
This is what we will try to do for a tiebreaker.
Okay.
All right. This is our tiebreaker question.
All right.
And if you don't get the exact right answer, it's whoever's closest will be the winner.
Ooh, okay.
All right. So, at what age did you lose your virginity?
Jesus.
At what age did you lose your virginity?
Look at you. You go first. I want to know if you know mine. I think you do.
18.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Be careful.
16.
Wow. That's an amazing answer because you're both dead on right.
Yeah.
I almost said 15.
That's what I thought.
And then I was
Fuck
like,
you.
I don't think that's right.
I was mature.
Yeah, you're a mature woman.
What are you going to do now, Ian?
That's a tricky question.
Yeah,
now we don't have to watch any of the movies.
I believe we'll just have to do this like a tennis game where we just kind of go back and forth
until
one
somebody
person
wins.
Gets
so you're just
going
to make up questions?
Right. Well,
we could do it.
Don't pick something crazy.
like
what's
in
the
butt?
Like, what's the first thing you ever said to each other? Like,
oh.
You know
well,
what
I won't
mean?
Know
like,
that
I'm
either,
gonna,
though.
Yeah.
I have a worse memory than you, so I think you've got the upper hand.
Right.
Are you talking about me running away?
What?
When I ran away from you?
You ran away.
I didn't
oh,
run
yeah,
away.
That was
I
funny.
Walked quickly.
The first time you talked to me, and then she
it wasn't the first
sprinted
time I
away
talked to you.
Down
it was the
hall.
First time I told you that you were nice.
Took a lot of guts.
Yeah, I did. You pussy.
To talk to
didn't
me.
Didn't see you doing
I'm so
it.
Great. Okay. Do you have
All
a question
right.
for us?
I believe I do have a question.
All right.
All right. What, since we just went with a what is the song that is your song?
Wait, does this have to be like exact again?
Yes, because we're in sudden death here.
Oh, right.
Okay.
We're in sudden death.
We could die.
All right.
Don't do any more songs.
What is the other person's least favorite musical group? Or what is your least favorite musical group? Sorry, what is your least favorite musical group?
I think that's way too hard of a question.
Well, it'll be whoever's closer, alphabetically. She's got some that she hates.
This is going to take me a minute.
I'll just say, I did express a lot of hate.
Do we want to change it to make it least favorite musical genre?
No, you're writing your own.
Oh, yeah.
Yours.
Fuck.
Yours.
Not good at this game. My least favorite band, huh?
Least favorite band.
Okay. I know who I'll put. I'll give you a clue. Mine's not even a band. It's just a person.
Can it be like of the moment?
Sure.
Sure.
We'll do whoever's closer. One of us will be closer. I don't even know what I'm guessing for you right now.
We could also give you three guesses.
And that's too many.
Give me three steps, huh?
Sure.
What if this is you reveal that, like, my favorite band is your least favorite band of the moment?
All right, I have
so
an idea
horrible.
To make this work.
Okay.
All right. You can, if you both get it wrong, it starts over. So that way you can continuously guess.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No.
Like,
no, that'll take forever, though.
All right.
All right, you go first.
I'm going to say you said Lady Gaga.
Eh, no, but it's fairly close.
Damn it.
In my opinion. I'm going to say that you said...
Now I feel bad.
Dave Matthews Band.
You know, if we're going by who's closer...
Yeah.
Peter, you said Beyonce.
Yeah.
What? The, why would you say that?
I hate Beyonce, that's why.
But...
Oh, I thought you meant for me. Sorry.
Okay, you know what? And,
I was like, what the fuck?
And I believe Heather said Lady Gaga, and I have a justification because we do have a winner here. Beyonce did a song with Lady Gaga, while Dave Matthews is way off.
I think
so
Beyonce and Lady Gaga are closer than
right.
Dave Matthews and whatever the fuck I said.
Right.
Or whatever, you said Lady Gaga.
Da, can you do that again?
That's what that song sounds like to me.
Ready? Oh, I'm a single lady. Oh, I'm a single lady.
It sounds like a submarine diving.
That's what that song does. I'm not shitting. Listen to that fucking song.
I don't know what song that is.
If you like to dance, should put a ring on it.
You go. Okay, please stop.
So that makes
you told me to start and then stop.
I was kidding.
So that makes Heather our winner of this game, which means... Peter will have to practice his repertoire.
I don't have to watch Rubber.
Oh, fuck.
And not only that,
now
but
I
Peter
have to
will.
Watch.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast.
Peter will have to practice Be Our Guest rather than the Beyonce submarine diving song.
All right. Well,
excellent.
Ian, thank you for game mastering.
You're welcome.
Because you were the game master, I want to let you decide what we play next. Either Roseanne or we'll have a couple love questions.
I picked out some good ones.
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. You know, I don't have good luck with the Roseanne game.
No shit.
So I'm going to go with the love questions instead. Just because I don't think I'm less likely to lose. I don't have a history of losing.
Okay.
It's not really a game. You just have to answer.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a
answer
good one,
honestly.
There are no losers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good. Then
I only picked out two, but you both can answer them.
All right. We will.
Okay. I'll start with the shittier one first.
All right.
Okay.
Because I picked out a good one for last. Okay. First question. Are you sacrificing your health in order to be attractive to members of the opposite sex? In
Who
any
do you
way?
Want to start here?
Ian, why don't you go first?
Are you sacrificing your health to be attractive?
Am I sacrificing my health to be attractive?
Would you like me to give you some examples?
Okay, yeah
that
would help
be helpful.
Out.
Okay.
Eating too many mints or something?
Banaka overdose?
Oh, yeah.
Many people try to be too thin, which isn't healthy.
Ah.
Drinking too much alcohol isn't healthy either.
I think that's for me, not for anyone else.
I think I drink too much alcohol because I'm so lonely, so.
Yeah.
I think that's a different thing.
Hard to separate.
Oh. Yeah. I don't think that makes me less attractive.
Who the fuck is attractive? Look at her, put him away, huh? Now that's a lady.
Well, that's like the lion spotting the wounded gazelle in the herd, like the one limping a little bit. You're like, well. Easy prey.
So what do you think? Are you sacrificing your health at all?
No. Can't say that I am.
Okay.
That's okay.
I think the things that I do that hurt my health make me less attractive. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when I have a donut eating contest with myself.
Yeah.
I eat 15 donuts in an hour and I win, but I don't win anything.
You win and you lose, really.
Yeah, I really do. Especially when there's like a nice chocolate eclair in there.
Yeah.
Because that is full of cream. Fuck. And it's just so much to eat.
I can picture you sitting at home doing...
just looking at the wall.
Yeah, just shoveling donuts. Okay.
Oh, God. I also appreciate that this picture of me did not have shoveling donuts with one hand and playing Xbox with the other.
Which is much more realistic.
Which is much... Yes. It
you
really
know what
is.
I used to do when I was playing video games pretty hardcore?
Jack off.
Well, yeah, obvious. Huh. That's not stopped. This was past tense.
In the butt?
Jacked off in the butt? Oh, like, well, no, I didn't.
Tried to wrap it around
not even
somehow.
Gonna, yeah. No, I would, I wanted to eat, like, Cheetos or something, right, while I'm playing mm-hmm. video games. But you get the dust on and then the controller gets greasy.
Right.
So then I figured
the
out
dust.
If you just, yeah, I figured out if you just dump them on the table and eat them straight off the table with your face.
Are you shitting me? That's how my dad used to eat popcorn.
Really?
Yeah.
See? Smart man.
And this was also
he doing?
He was drunk.
So he wasn't playing a game or anything?
This is just a challenge.
This was just a normal thing for him.
Sometimes I did it in a bowl, but I found just on the table was better. Because if you eat out of a bowl with your face, that's a dog bowl.
I guess.
It feels like a dog bowl.
But if
dogs also eat off the table if they can jump up
I know,
onto it.
But I'm just used
either
to seeing
way, you're
them
a dog.
Eat out of their dog bowl.
That if you have if you just have the flat thing, it's okay. But if your table has little ridges, then it's a trough and you're a pig.
No ridges.
Okay.
It was a coffee table, too. It wasn't like the dinner table.
And so, I believe I remember this story. This was back in the day of 3D Doritos as well.
Yeah.
Which were the easiest to eat off the table.
They were much easier than regular. Do you remember those?
Right.
Doritos 3Ds?
I didn't really...
They were horrible. They didn't taste like Doritos at all.
You had a gaming setup of a child while I had one of an adult, which was a lawn chair in front of a television with a nice U of beer bottles around me.
I want to describe your current gaming setup.
Oh, the current one
it's
I have.
It's now
okay.
in the basement right. where there's no carpet anymore.
Wait,
no.
First of all, Ian, before you leave, I should come over and we should play video games.
Totally.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear. Cement floor that he just sits on.
You don't have a chair?
Well, I have a little stepladder.
Yeah, the stepladder. It's like one that a short person uses to reach in the cabinets
Ian,
in the kitchen.
Why don't you get a beanbag or something?
And then...
Why?
Ian, I'll just steal a beanbag from work.
How TV just on the floor. Yeah. Not on any kind... I mean, it looks like...
A dungeon?
You know, a scene from Seven. Yeah, mm-hmm. or Saw or something.
Right.
I mean, it looks crazy.
Play the game.
Although, I think it would give you maximum focus on the game, because it's not like, oh, I'm distracted by all this other stuff.
Well, it's also worth saying that next to the gaming setup is a folding table with a whole bunch of old china that my mom is trying to sell, and I'm supposed to photograph and put on Craigslist
to
try and
trying
sell
to
this.
Sell it?
Just doesn't want it anymore. So,
do people still want china?
I don't think people on Craigslist do, but I'm sure hoping that they buy it.
Huh.
Maybe they will.
Okay, right. Peter, do you have an answer?
I don't even remember. Oh, what am I doing
do
that hurts me to...
Do you sacrifice your health in any way to appear more attractive?
Is eating ribs attractive?
Is it?
Is it ever?
Then sure yeah.
Okay,
hell yeah.
Great. Next question. What criteria do you use to judge a potential mate?
Boob size.
Well, that was Ian.
Breast size.
Are you serious?
I don't say boob.
That's a lie. You guys are full of shit.
That's a criteria.
No, it is not.
Sure. What if she had boobs that were cubed?
Have you seen a girl that has cubed boobs?
No. Cube boobs.
Well, I think that's a shape question, not a size question. Because if they're double D's but they're cubes, then that's the different
right,
thing that
I
they're
change,
A's and they're cubes.
I change my answer to breast shape.
Okay.
Okay. So you don't care what size they are.
Preferably triple F or larger.
Mm.
Preferably. What's triple F?
Preferably?
Yeah. Preferably.
Are you insane?
You know, I had concern.
I'm not real familiar with the sizes.
Let's play this game. Who's insane?
What size would you say my mom's are?
I don't look at your mom's tits.
Wow.
Hey, that's my mom.
I do
tits.
Have.
Really?
I don't look at your mom's breasts. Excuse
Thank
me.
You.
You're welcome.
Like, I have a friend whose sister does have, I think her breasts are actually sized E.
I know a girl that has.
Yeah,
E.
And she has to order,
E, huh?
For a while, yeah. She had to order bras out of
you
like
do,
a porno magazine.
Well, you have to order them online because they don't sell them in stores.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's inconvenient.
Yes. Victoria's Secret
porno
cannot
magazine?
Help you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Victoria's Secret just at certain level is like, well, you're on your own.
Well, yeah, because they only sell, like, to my understanding, like the bust size, like the number. Mm. They only make those like so big.
Right.
That's got to be rough.
Yeah.
Who needs a bra more than someone with size E?
Yeah,
you
know I think you need like you need some serious support. So Victoria's
yeah.
Secret's like, well,
someone with size E
with...
needs it way more than size A is what I'm saying.
Oh, I see.
So it seems a little hurtful to be like, well, we're not
it
gonna
does.
Help you. Yeah,
this is actually,
fuck you, Victoria's
know?
Secret.
That might just be that they don't have the technology.
Yeah,
you know that someone else has figured out
they don't
the,
have the technology.
They have engineers right. working on it.
God. It's quite an engineering feat.
Hold. Oh! Then
you
it breaks
like a,
open.
It's like a knife.
Damn! We almost broke the zero barrier.
They have
another day.
They don't have a fashion show. They have a proving ground.
Hey, man, let's just go get some dinner. Never! Ever since Never. My wife was killed by a woman's boobs exploding into her and concussing her, I'll never quit.
She okay. was an F wearing a C, and it just shot out with incredible speed.
Okay.
It's how I lost this hand.
Is that the only thing that you look for?
Oh.
Exploding.
Well, definitely the most important thing.
Was it physical or just any?
Anything. Anything at all. Mm. Criteria.
Any criteria? I mean, I think we're running into a case of, what are your criteria for... you know, anything. And I'm like, I have no standards.
I guess I would say I'll add this one for a conversation.
Is that really
piece.
Something you want
I'm
to
I'm really
said?
Easy.
All right, I've got one.
I can give you some Not- examples.
Okay, go ahead.
Appearance, personality, social status.
Parents?
Appearance.
Oh.
Well, we covered that with boobs already.
Yeah, appearance
but
is covered. Social
I would say,
status.
Like, I do have one.
Mm-hmm.
That
do you really have one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's that you can't be it for me. One thing that's... It is a criterion because it's an automatic deal breaker.
Right.
Mm.
You can't be a fan of professional wrestling. Like, even ironically. You
Are
cannot
you
be
serious?
A fan of... No, I'm serious.
Like
you cannot
you like
be
pro
a
wrestling.
Professional wrestling fan.
Mm.
You can like the movie The Wrestler.
Why?
Sure.
Because professional wrestling is really, really stupid.
Fair enough.
Like, really? I mean, it's stupid beyond normal stupid.
You know, this reminds me. I have a friend and uh-huh. she's obsessed with cats, you know, and whatever. And she was seeing
the animals
guy,
or the musical,
the animals.
Okay.
Sorry. And she was seeing this guy for a few months and she found out that he declawed his cat and she broke up with him.
Wow.
That was a deal breaker.
Hmm.
Declawed a cat.
Isn't that crazy? I just think that's crazy.
What if she found out he'd also ripped out his own fingernails? Do you think that would have helped?
What?
Cause he just doesn't believe in claws in general.
Right.
Human, canine.
Do
What's
humans
a cat feline?
Have claws?
Fingernails.
Well, fingernails are the leftovers of claws.
Well, then she would have stayed. What am I supposed to say?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Wow.
I thought we would just talk about things on a show. I don't know.
Fighting about things on the show makes it a way better show for everyone
God.
Else. So.
You're right.
Yeah.
I apologize for asking that.
However, if you
Thanks.
Do plan
Holy
to throw...
shit.
Jesus, how
if
many
you plan
outbursts?
To throw a chair, though, could you make sure to sort of narrate your actions? Like, I'm going to throw this chair at you.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been hit in the face with a chair.
Do you have any deal breakers, Pete?
Deal breakers.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Ian? Really?
I think it's hard to declare a deal breaker. The problem being you never find those things out until you are far enough along that it's a little too late. And also... Usually when you find out the bad things about someone are the time when you're super in love with them so they don't seem to matter.
Huh.
And then later they
that's
start
inspiring.
To bother you. Thank
oh,
you.
That's not inspiring.
Well, it's true though, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I mean, you're willing to overlook a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blinded by love.
Okay, well, since you have something short, I do have an explanation for why I dislike pro wrestling, aside
okay.
from that it's stupid.
Go.
Okay.
Is that it's a very expensive pay-per-view event where the outcome is already determined.
That's true.
And so is every movie.
Yeah, but it's sort of like a movie is $5, $10.
Uh-huh.
Like a WrestleMania type match is like 50 or 60.
What if you found out she is real into like Ultimate Fighting?
Like that wouldn't be as bad.
That wouldn't be as bad.
But still pretty bad.
Because, I mean, at least Ultimate Fighting, the outcome isn't predetermined. Having seen some of those pay-per-view matches, some of them are all right, but sometimes with the nice part with Ultimate Fighting, even if I'm not really a big fan.
Yeah.
But sometimes you might get lucky and the match lasts for 30 seconds.
Right. Yeah.
Wrestling is going to be long and it's going to be expensive and it's going to be awful.
I do have one.
Okay.
I don't think it would work out with someone who is real churchy.
I can't
possibly see that working out for me.
Now, you mean like religious or like churchy in that they go to church all the time, do church activities?
Here's what I mean. If I know right away, like if they say things about God or how God would feel about this or that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess if we went on 4 dates and I had no idea, it wouldn't really bother me.
Right.
If they believe in God and they don't.
But if they were like a Bible pusher.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. Saying. No.
Do you have a relationship with Jesus?
No.
Do you know that he's died for your sins?
I've heard this. There's this great church not far from here that always has the best signs.
Oh,
and this last one, it said, Jesus judges on the cross, not on the curve.
Hmm.
The fuck?
It doesn't really make sense when you think about it.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Because you're like, okay.
He judges on the cross, not on the curve.
Because he doesn't judge on the curve, but he doesn't really judge on the cross either.
Huh.
I'm trying to think if a crucifix would have been more efficient if it were curved.
If you die faster.
All right, that's all the questions I have.
You don't want to talk about science?
Nope.
All right.
It would have been harder to shoot Life of Brian, so.
This koozie doesn't fit on the
straight cross, good thing.
Why doesn't this thing fit?
Heather is struggling with the beer koozie.
You have to put it on. It's going to be tight.
Okay, well.
It's bottle shaped.
I just want to drink the beer. I don't want to fucking fight with the koozie. Like, why would they make the
koozie? Why are you yelling at me?
I'm not yelling at you. I'm just saying.
Here, I can do that if you'd like.
Thank you. Just getting full of rage.
Alright, there you go.
Thank you. Now I can enjoy my beer.
Now I know how old white women felt.
So,
okay.
So, that music means it's time for our best, most beloved game.
Oh, thank God.
The Roseanne game.
Do you think that the popularity of the Roseanne game here on the Helpful Snowman podcast has brought this back to Netflix?
Roseanne?
Yes.
Well, maybe.
Now, for all of you people listening, when she laughed, Peter cranked up the volume just so you
That's
could
the
hear
best
it
part.
Clearly.
That, I don't know, but I did want to bring that up because I did have somebody ask me about the Roseanne game.
Right.
Yep.
What constitutes cheating?
Because
now we all know here's how the Roseanne game works. I took the plot for, you'll be given 5 plots.
Mm-hmm.
1 I made up. The rest are real.
I thought you said 6.
Well, I changed the number.
It's your game.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Change it if you want.
All right. So there are 5 total. And the way it works is we'll start with one of you. We'll just say Heather.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you will eliminate one that you think is real.
Okay.
And the way you lose the game is by either eliminating the made up one.
On accident.
Right. Kay. Or being left with the made up one because all the others were eliminated. So I was asked though, what constitutes cheating in this game?
Right.
Because.
Who asked you this question?
Ian.
Yeah.
So here's what's cheating and what is not cheating. Watching Roseanne is not cheating.
Okay.
Because everyone should just watch Roseanne.
Right.
However, reading episode descriptions online or streaming on Netflix is cheating. Studying is cheating. Watching is not cheating. But studying the descriptions is cheating.
So when the show's over, I shouldn't go home and study Roseanne episodes.
I'm saying if you... this is Ian's third time playing.
Right.
He's marginally employed.
Yes.
He could have studied the descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Did you study him?
No. I did watch episodes, though.
You fucker.
But not very many.
But that's not cheating.
Am I supposed to write something down?
No.
No.
Oh.
I'm going to read them all out loud to you.
Well, can I write them down so I remember them?
If you want. I'll read them all out loud.
Okay.
And then
Heather
will eliminate one.
I don't think we need to write anything down.
Number one.
All right.
And these are as exactly as taken. So
now, where
sounds
are they taken
weird,
from?
Wikipedia.
Okay, so they're the Wikipedia entries.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here
we
go.
My teachers told me not to use that.
Fuck them.
But now you have a different resource. You do.
They
have
cannot
the,
use it on their radio show.
You do have the Netflix descriptions as an alternate
okay,
choice.
Okay, read
them.
Netflix is too slow.
Go.
Anyway.
Go.
Okay, number one. They're in the money. Dan brings home some extra cash, which leads the family to consider how they will spend the cash. After considering being responsible, the couple secretly makes purchases based on their own desires.
Mm.
Two, Dan is irritated with Jackie and her meddling ways. Anything that she says is grating on his nerves, so when she says that his special chili is bland, he loses it. Roseanne is caught in the middle as the two of them pull her in each direction for support. The arguing explodes and Roseanne is left to straighten it all out.
Mm.
Number three. After Roseanne's endless complaints, Dan finally clears his junk from the basement. While Roseanne and DJ run a garage sale, Becky and Darlene fight over who will inherit the empty basement.
Ooh, conflict.
Four. Dan has a photographer coming over to the house to take a family portrait for his upcoming high school reunion newsletter. Everyone is dressed up and ready when Jackie spills the beans that Dan had cheated on Roseanne long ago with her nemesis. The smiles soon turn to tears and glares as the picture is snapped.
That's a crazy one.
Five. The girls watch a slasher horror film, and Roseanne has been losing sleep due to what she believes are Darlene's recurring nightmares. When the truth is revealed that the scary movie isn't behind insomnia, Roseanne learns that Darlene is entering puberty.
Puberty, eh?
Puberty.
I'll just abbreviate that pube. How's that?
Okay. As pube. Okay, so you've got your five options.
We do.
You have to play this music.
Fuck yeah.
So I have to eliminate ones I think are real.
Yeah, so start with the one that you think sounds the most real.
Am I starting?
Yeah.
Okay, I think number one is real.
Number one. So that's the one about they're in the money, they buy their own shit, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Number one is episode 102, we're in the money. That is real. Okay.
Oh, son of a...
Ian.
I feel the losing coming on.
Are you serious?
Yes. Oh, God. Because the photograph one sounds fake. So does the slasher film one, too. Oh, God.
You've been burned over thinking this game before.
I think I know
friend.
Which one is fake.
Yeah.
I'm like 90% sure I know.
Which one?
I'm not going to say it.
You know, I'll go with a number...
I feel like shit if I'm wrong.
I'll go with the number three, the basement one, as a real episode.
After Roseanne's endless complaints, Dan, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Number three... is a made-up episode.
Oh, my God.
You lose, my friend, Heather.
I lost again.
I would have felt like
you are
bucks.
The winner of Roseanne Challenge.
Oh.
That's not the one I thought was fake.
Which one did you think was fake?
I thought the chili one was fake.
The chili?
I would thought
yeah,
for sure
man.
Thought that, that was one that you made up.
Ian, you're bad at this game.
I know.
How did you get? There's five.
I just guessed
that's
wrong.
That's a 20% chance.
I'm unlucky. I'm very unlucky.
Well, I win. Woo!
You won. Congratulations.
Oh, good.
You actually, so you won,
I won both games.
Two games.
Fuck yeah.
Mm.
You're the big winner today.
Oh.
You know what your prize is?
Nothing.
Two tickets to see Rubber!
No. My prize is you're going to sit down and watch Goddamn Beauty and the Beast.
I won't sit. I'll lay.
And make me dinner.
I'm going to lay flat on the floor with my face in the carpet and my arms at my sides.
No.
Like a corpse.
I'll yank your hair.
Except when the songs come on. Then I'm going to get up and dance.
Can you dance with a teacup and a candle? Like a candelabra on one hand and a teacup in another?
I don't own
friends?
Either of those things.
Well, I suppose you have some purchases to make.
I guess so. And a feather duster.
Yes.
Which is a French woman.
Right. At least you didn't have the armoire. That'd be hard to dance with
and
buy.
Yeah, some of those objects were much more threatening than others.
Right.
I like the wardrobe. She's sassy.
Is that the one that's like, girl?
Yeah, pretty much. She's that character.
That's a real thing. I just made that
I mean,
up.
She doesn't say that, but she is kind of like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did that exist in Beauty and the Beast days?
It's not quite like that, but
what do you think was the first year that someone went like, mm-hmm.
Like, I remember this one part when she's like, how embarrassing.
Oh, so she's like a drag queen.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Good. This is going to be good.
Oh, good.
You'll enjoy it.
I'm getting psyched.
Right. You'll get to see some amazing Disney animation.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That was their 30th animated feature.
Mm. You've learned a lot.
I learned some from that trailer. Watched it twice today.
I got that movie for Christmas.
Good.
I was really excited.
Me too.
Oh, good. Mm.
I was more excited
Little
than
did you.
You
know. Little did you know.
Hoisted on my own retard, huh?
Yeah.
Is that what they say?
Petard.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm like,
it's petard.
Anybody have other stuff to do?
Well, no, I'm good.
You know, I've lost the Roseanne game for the third time.
Ian's gonna go sulk. He's gonna go sit in his basement.
I'm gonna go sit in my basement and drink.
You need to really
on the cement floor.
You do need to study. You need to watch some fucking Roseanne. Which one were you gonna pick as the one you thought was fake, by the way?
I told you the chili one.
Oh yeah.
I forgot
already. Alright. Well, this is yet another proof. If someone has invented time travel, please send me back in time because I could write for Roseanne. I got a million of them, man. We have some special editions of the Roseanne game coming up, too.
Oh, God. I hope I'm
not. I have a special DJ edition, all episodes that relate to DJ.
God.
We also have a special edition that relates to guest stars.
Ian, your face. You're so excited.
And the special violence edition, where all the answers involve episodes where Dan beats the shit out of somebody for some reason.
Okay, that's enough.
They're pretty good.
Oh, good.
I've put a lot of thought into this game.
You know, it doesn't matter what edition it is, special, regular, lose them all.
Yeah. I'm just saying, go to your casinos, enjoy your roulette. Okay? We got the fucking Roseanne game.
Yeah, you know, odds on me winning are going up 20-1.
That's right.
And climbing, so you can make some big money.
Are there any last things you wanted to yell at me?
Nope. I'll do those later behind closed doors.
Great. I'm not getting off the mic. I'll just stay here all night for safety.
This will be the 24-hour episode.
Everyone,
yeah.
Watch Roseanne.
This is our first marathon show.
God.
Ian?
Well, I'd like to thank the helpful Snow fans for sending in questions, and I'd like to ask all of them in the butt.
Yeah. Oh, I also wanted to say, so I added Facebook and Twitter buttons to the post based on some feedback I got that people didn't want to share it because it was too much work. However, caveat, it has a little number next to the tweets, so it can tell when I've had zero tweets about something. So if those are going to remain, people are going to actually have to start using them.
So people have to use those utilities.
Push those fucking buttons. You just click those buttons until you wake up passed out at your computer.
So what about for those people that don't have Facebook or Twitter?
Just sign up for a fucking fake Twitter and then click it. In that case...
So basically the Luddites will not promote this show, but if someone's not a Luddite and wants to find your show, where would they find it?
HelpfulSnowman.com, Twitter.com/HelpfulSnowman, Facebook.com/the same thing. Got a couple YouTube videos. I don't know where those are.
Mm-hmm.
If that's a slash or if there's a bunch of crazy numbers, I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
I would say for you, just write it down on a piece of paper. Give it to
give
somebody.
It to yeah.
There are some stone tablets you could sort of hammer it in on and carry about.
All right.
Yeah.
Proclaim it on top of the highest hill you can find.
Just get a fake Twitter just so you can click the button.
Oh, yeah. I'll do that. Thanks.
Behold!
Be supportive.
The Roseanne game! Now I'm weak and I want you, but can't take pain. Say